How are things going now that you've got your new EP, Witches and Pilgrims, released?
A lot of doors are opening, which is nice. There were big bodyguards on the doors previously, and they've sort of kindly stepped out of the way, and it's made things a lot easier to sort of apply for things like festivals and I guess talk to promo people and managers and stuff like that. So that's helping.
Now that you've got the physical thing that you can actually show to people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a product. You can say, this is me, and people go, oh, okay, that's what you're on
but
about.
They're like, but you look a little bit more like a man sometimes. Be like, no, sometimes I'm this CD too.
Yeah, I'm shiny and round.
What tracks have you been enjoying recently?
Getting into the new Augie March record.
Yeah. New You Bloody Choir.
Exactly. Don't really understand.
After listening to it a few times, it's sort of like, what's going on, guys?
I think there's a story behind it, and I heard it somewhere, but I can't remember what it is. But no, it's a really, really good album. Apart from that, just reading a lot.
Reading, yeah.
So I usually get more of my inspiration from words rather than music.
So does that mean books, poetry, manuscripts?
What everything sort of and anything. Anything that has words in it, where someone's being sort of creative, you know, with what they're saying rather than just going, you know, as long as they're thinking about what they're trying to get across, you know.
Oh, cool. So any particular authors of mention?
At the moment, I'm reading Tom Robbins, Jitterbug Perfume, which
nice.
Is bloody hilarious. It's brilliant. Really getting into that. And a bit of old school poetry, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you do have one track that you play live sometimes called Gangadine or
yes.
Gungadine?
Gungadine.
Gungadine by yeah. Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah.
And you always preface it with the fact that Rudyard's a bit of a racist. Old Mr. Kipper, he's, you know, he doesn't always appreciate everyone.
No.
And you preface it because of why?
Just because there's a few little references in there, like black-faced crew and, you know, implying that all black people are lazy. There's a lot of that going on in there.
Right.
And I like, before I launch into that, people often think, well, if I didn't say that it was someone else's song and that he happens to be racist, people would be assuming that it was mine and that I was saying that everyone's, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Do you think it's hard to avoid things like that if you are doing a reinterpretation or just a cover, I guess, of an old thing? It's like,
yeah.
That made sense to people back then and that's why we've changed now because it doesn't make sense anymore.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Do you find it hard to deal with that sort of political issues?
With the changes with society? Well, I mean, you have to immerse yourself in a song when you're going to play it live. So you have to sing it like it's you singing, you know, you saying all the things you're saying. Mm. So if you're going to be saying, talking about black-faced crew, you sort of become that dude who's thinking like that. But then again, you have to make sure people understand that that's not necessarily what you believe.
Make sure
that time.
They don't confuse content with intent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Did you want to give us a little bit of introduction to the track number 3 off the EP called The Changing of the Moon?
It's about my housemate Jackie Marshall in part. It's also about me in part and it's about my girlfriend in part. So there's a lot of stuff mixed in there. I guess lots of people you can take two roads of songwriting. You can write from personal experience. You can write from other people's experience. And it's also nice to sort of mix the two together. So this is about not manic depression, but just about the changing of moods that go on with the lunar cycle. So